In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Dear faithful, God created a law for the natural order. Everything that goes up must come down. And there is a similar and equivalent law that he created for the supernatural order. Everything that goes up must come down. Everything that goes down must come up. This is the law for our spiritual life. If you are prideful in this life, if you make yourself out to be something greater than you are, if you despise others and are selfish, if you are full of yourself, then you will go down after this life. You will go down to hell after this life. If, on the other hand, you are humble during this life, if you willingly accept the corrections of others, humiliations that you experience, if you try to think well of others and poorly of yourself, if you are unselfish and sacrificial, then after this life is over, you will go up to heaven. This is the law established by God for the supernatural order. There are no prideful people in heaven, and there are no humble people in hell. This is the law that our Lord teaches us. In fact, multiple places in the gospel, everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted. So, my dear faithful, if we want to save our souls, we have to be humble. There is no other way. We have to lower ourselves in this life so we can go up in the life to come. And there's no one who understood this law of God better than the saints. When we look at the lives of the saints, we see them practicing most perfectly, fostering most perfectly this virtue of humility in their lives. For the saints, there are only two places, the first place and the last place. The first place is occupied by God. And so the place that's left for me, there's only one place left for me, and that's the last place. And so that is the place that I take. When the saints have read today's gospel and they hear our Lord saying to people that when you go to a banquet, take the last place, they hear those words as being said to themselves, as if our Lord is saying to you, take the last place. That is your place. They understood our Lord's parable of the workers in the vineyard. You remember this parable of the workers in the vineyard, when someone is successively hiring people over the course of the day to go work in his vineyard. And when it comes time to pay these people, it's in fact the last people who have come into the vineyard who get paid the first. The ones who went in the 11th hour are the ones who get paid first, and then the last ones to get paid are the ones who came in first. And at the end of that parable, our Lord says, so shall the last be first, and the first last. The saints pay attention to our Lord's words to his apostles, where he told them, he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. They notice that on the day of the Last Supper, sort of the last instructions that our Lord would give to his apostles before dying would include this most important lesson that he gave to them after humbling himself, stooping down and washing their feet. You call me master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If then I, being your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that as I have done to you, so do you also. Amen, amen, I say to you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is the apostle greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, you shall be blessed if you do them. When we grapple with this teaching of our Lord, which like so many of the teachings of our Lord is very confronting for us, is very daunting, is very difficult. And we say to ourselves, wow, the saints truly thought of themselves as the lowest in this life. The saints actually tried to take the lowest place. But how can I possibly do that? I mean, I know I can't be the lowest. I'm probably not at the top, but surely I'm also not at the very bottom. After all, I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm a traditional Catholic. I'm here at Mass. I'm here at a TLM on a Sunday. surely I'm at least better than murderers in prison or these other criminals who are out there. Well, the simple fact is, my dear faithful, our Lord does not ask us to take a middle place or one of the last places, but the very last. And if we want to become holy in this life, we have to try to go through this same exercise that the saints went through, where they truly try to figure out a way to convince themselves or to see themselves as the last of all. They came up with strategies. It's going to take a strategy, because our natural inclination is actually to see ourselves as something much greater than we are. That's our inclination. It is to be puffed up with pride. And one of the reasons for this is that we are the center of our world. We are not the center of the world, but we are the center of our world. I'm the center of my perspective, and I tend, therefore, to see everything as centered around me. But the real perspective is God's perspective, how God sees things, how God sees reality. And that's the way that I want to see things. And so it's simply a safe thing to try to take the lower place, at least from my perspective, to try to recalibrate my perspective by seeing things from God's perspective. Here are some strategies that the saints would use in order to consider themselves the lowest. They look at themselves and they would say, well, regardless of what I have, and we're not expected not to recognize the gifts that we have. Of course, we're expected to recognize the gifts and the talents that we have. They really exist. But we are expected to say, well, where would I be if God did not remove so many dangers from my life, so many occasions for sin that I have had? Where would I be without all the graces and blessings that God has given me? I would surely be one of those worst criminals if God had not blessed me so much. Then, when I look at my neighbor, when I look at some murderer, some criminal, someone who's really leading a bad life or really on the wrong path, what do I try to keep in mind? The saints would say to themselves, well, this man that I'm looking at myself as better than him, this criminal, he may one day be better than me. It's possible that one day I will lose the faith and I will become a criminal. Whereas this man, I do not know, he could be converted. We know that there are many stories of saints, like a Satanist priest who converted and became a saint, or murderers who converted and become saints. We don't know the future. Father Alfonso Rodriguez, he says, in an instant, God can make his apostles out of a publican and a persecutor of the church, as he did with St. Matthew and St. Paul. Of obdurate sinners and hearts harder than adamant, he can make sons of God. How much mistaken was that Pharisee who judged Magdalene for a wicked woman? And how did Christ our Redeemer rebuke him and give him to understand that she whom he took for a public sinner was a better person than he was? We can certainly always say with someone else, we can go through this exercise of when we have this movement of pride. And let's face it, this is what often happens. We look at someone and we instinctively say, oh, this person, so bad what they're doing. I'm so much better than them. We tend to be like that Pharisee who's praying in the temple. I thank thee, Lord, that I am not like the rest of the men because I have all these qualifications. I'm so awesome. That's our natural tendency. But when we feel that rising up within us, we have to do, as they say, that we have to employ this strategy whereby we say, now, wait a second. Let's look at myself. Let's look at my thoughts, my evil inclinations, the habits of sin that I know I possess, the sins that I confess when I go to confession. From that perspective, I know these things, and I know that I am a sinner. Isn't that what we do at the beginning of Mass? Isn't that what we do right before communion? We say, I confess that I have sinned. I confess to my brethren, to the angels and saints of God, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, through my fault, through my thought, through my most grievous fault.
I know my own sins, but I do not know the dispositions of the other. Perhaps he's in good faith, whereas I have been given so many blessings. I know the moral law, and I am committing my sins in full knowledge. Also, I can say, well, what is some good quality that my neighbor has that I do not possess? What is some talent that my neighbor... There's always something in the other person that they're better than I am. There's some talent that they have that I do not have. And there's always in me some vice, some particular sin, habit of sin that I have that they do not have. This is how the saints wrestled with their pride. This is how they worked with themselves in order to talk themselves into being humble and even to always find a way, when it came to looking at someone else, of saying, I am less than that person. I am lower than that person. If we look at our own behavior, I think if we are honest with our own behavior, we quickly realize that we are very far from practicing this humility. It is very difficult to practice. We are like that dropsical man, the man, the hydropikus, so the man who swelled up because his body is retaining too much water. There's something wrong with his body, and it's collecting and gathering things that it should not gather. And so it's bigger than it should be. And this is the prideful man. The prideful man who says to himself, well, this fame and glory, these talents, everything is mine. And he swells up to be much bigger than he actually is, when in fact anything that he has actually comes from God. And if we're truthful, the only thing we have of ourselves is our nothingness and our sins. This is what truly belongs to us. Whereas everything else, all the good that is in me, actually comes from God. Consider how sensitive we are to what anybody says about us that is negative. Any criticism we receive, and it just obsesses our mind, and it's like all we can think about, and we get all these hateful thoughts and these thoughts of revenge towards them. How we react when we're corrected, or when someone asks us to do a favor or a job, and we think to ourselves, who do they think they are asking me to do that? Like, do they know who they're talking to here? This is me. Consider how much in conversations we talk about ourselves, how anxious we are to have our say in conversations, to get our word in, to bring the conversation back around to the center of focus, which is ourselves. How much throughout our day we are thinking about ourselves, how we are the favorite topic for our own thought. Consider how much our Lord humbled himself by taking on our human nature and being crucified naked on a cross in full view of thousands of people, whereas I am not willing to undergo the least of humiliations. I found even the slightest humiliation to be very stinging. When we think about these things, we realize that we still have a long way to go in the practice of humility, that our pride is very strong. And hopefully this motivates us to have this greater desire to foster this beautiful virtue of humility that our Lord so recommends to us, you know, when he says, learn of me because I am meek and humble of heart. So that once this life is over, when our Lord sees us, he may say, friend, come up higher. You were lowered in your life. You get to take the high place. Consider the wisdom of Our Lady. Our Lady who understood better than anybody else the supernatural order. And like the one time in the gospel where she really speaks out and she really expresses all the sentiments of her heart, she goes on and on about God and about how God acts with us. She expresses this law of the supernatural order. God has shown might in his arms. He has scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He has put down the mighty from their seat and has exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. So, my dear faithful, if we are willing to be the humble ones during this short life, we can be assured that we will be lifted up to heaven after this life is over. So let us strive, at least in some degree, to take that lowest place so that then when this life is over, we may gain a high place in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.